Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Keith Engels, the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute for Tax Professionals. The impact, Professor, must be virtually impossible to actually quantify.
Yeah, well, right now it is virtually impossible. You don't know what the full damage was. But, I mean, I'm hearing numbers like $20 billion or more in direct damage. But the indirect damage to the economy, I think we'll only start seeing in a few months. I think the Bureau of Management Statistics have come out and said something that the damage is high, but even they don't know the exact numbers.
Yeah, because what we don't know, I mean, we can quantify the loss to the physical. We can quantify the loss perhaps as each business looks at the damage to turnover. But the things like even the psychological impact of people around the world that have maybe been looking at investing in South Africa, we'll never know those types of things where somebody says, I'm not going, that's not a place for me, for example. Can we ever quantify that type of damage? Because it's nowhere to be seen.
Well, it's kind of hard because there's so many things impacting at the time. You've got COVID. You've had a general problem going on in South Africa. You have a world which is becoming more and more isolationist. So to isolate any one factor out is what makes it difficult for economics. It's very difficult to come out, but it's not good. The bottom line is, I think the real story was literally about a week before, the good news was Cyril Ramaphosa was getting corruption under control. That was the headline. So you began to get a better sense of business confidence in others that finally South Africa was coming right. Now this story comes in and wipes that out completely and leaves a negative taste. So emotionally, we've been cut off and we need to reverse that. And that's where we are. So yes, I think psychologically that damage was quite extensive.
What about the flip side of it, saying, and I know it's very much a stretch, the glass half full approach, but, well, shopping centers are burned, places need to be restocked, places need to be built again and painted and all sorts of things. Does that help?
Well, the problem is you've got to have money to do it. So I think when it comes to a lot of the larger businesses, yes, some small businesses in the construction area will be rebuilt. So on that side, it's good. The problem is a lot of the small businesses that got affected, they won't have the money and they're going to be permanently closed. Mm. So yes, you're a good point. There is going to be some rebuilding money. Of course, that's coming out of the insurance funds, but maybe that's better. That's a better shift. I'm not sure. Mm. Interesting positive spin on it.
Look, I'm trying to find it. You know, it's obviously we're always scared of toxic positivity, but you know, a little bit of positivity wouldn't do us any harm, especially at the moment. So we have this situation that we're now in. What is the best way forward from this point onwards? How do we recover?
Well, I guess the point is that you're making sure that we don't have it again. So, I mean, if things calm down and it looks like a one-off incident, well, it's a one-off incident. And maybe that's all there is. So that's why you're seeing right now they're worried about things happening going forward. There's going to be some worry that a planned attack on police stations. So if it's a one-off incident, look, people forget the world is not an easy place. While we have chaos, there's chaos elsewhere. So if we can keep it as a one-off event, it's probably the best thing you can do, specifically on that front. The real problem that you're having, though, is that you're seeing a growing frustration. I mean, I think there's some thought that, okay, there was a planned attack. I think there was a planned thing by a few people, but it was like, you know, putting, you know, match to gasoline. You've got just a growing sense of public unrest and frustration. And the problem is the government can't seem to get this economy moving again. And that's really the big problem. And they're just going way too slow. And the government seems to be in a paralysis.
Of course, the challenge now is to have both those conversations at the same time. And that's not easy to do, because when we start to say, well, some of this was about poverty, many people rightfully will stand up and say, whoa, 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 don't you dare. This is not about poverty. This is about political insurrection. This is about lack of policing. This is about all sorts of other things. But in fact, what you've just said, which I do agree with, is it's still like igniting gasoline. So, how do we start to have all of those conversations at the same time? We live in such a binary world where we all like things to be, you know, one way or the other, but it's very seldom the case.
Yeah, I think one of the problems that we have is we go towards solution thinking. We sort of think about the problem in a half-assed way, and then we all of a sudden run to a solution that we want. And unfortunately, I think we have to do is sit back and go, okay, what is the real problem here without predicting a solution? And somehow we can't seem to do that. And then immediately becomes a political thing of, well, this is what I wanted to do all along, and it's your fault. But really what we're facing in a world now is a rising fight for resources. The rich are fighting, have been fighting for their resources, the middle is fighting for their, the poor is fighting for their, and it's a resource fight. And one of the problems in the ANC itself is when you talk about a government allocation, you're really talking about a resource fight. Does it go to the SOEs? Does it go to the employees? Do we pay out, you know, more to the poor? Do we tax people more? Do we tax them less? And so everybody is sitting there hiding, fighting for their resources harder and harder. And the moment we saw a problem, there's an immediate solution that we're going to take somebody else's resources. And then immediately it becomes a political fight and an emotional fight rather than a logical one.
So just to go through that again, in your view, the number one priority is safety and security, making sure that this doesn't happen again.
Absolutely, for stability and security. Right. And I think the point is if you don't feel safe, then, you know, government shows that it can't do its basic function. So immediately the government shows it's weak. Then the second problem is if you have risk, and this is why it's going to hurt a lot of those poorer areas that were affected, was once an area is risky, people are no longer going to put money in there. And we're not talking about just foreign, we're talking about local. A lot of time, the problem now is increasingly local is not investing locally. They're trying to take their money abroad or put it somewhere else or put it in safer places. So the poor is going to be hit the worst on that risk issue. Mm. So yes, safety is the number one, whether it's political or, you know, a police solution. We've got to know that where we go is safe. If you're not, you just can't do business there.
Do you think the unity and the approach of the, of regular South Africans will assist in this regard?
I think it was helpful to know that it was only in isolated areas and a lot of families and a lot of people were banding together. And I think there's a problem that I think there's a lot of good forces within the ANC that are trying, but somehow whoever's trying in the ANC seems to be isolated from the mass who actually oppose this whole thing. And I'm not sure why we can't unify in a way there. And there seems to be an isolation in the politics. So I do think it's a problem. And I think it would be good if we could create some sort of unity. What South Africa we want, because I think a lot of people, and I think the majority, maybe it's the silent majority, can't seem to express its views.
Absolutely right, and that is the biggest challenge. That's where we leave it. Professor Keith Engel, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Tax Professionals, talking to us about the impact of the riots on the future of the South African economy.